The Bush administration denied Doyle's request to continue senior care, but an extension will keep it active until year's end. Speaking on the state capitol steps before a bipartisan group of lawmakers, Doyle's comments about the state's popular program briefly took on the tone of a eulogy.
Senior care was a great program, and it defies common sense to me that we as a nation are not negotiating with big drug companies for lower drug prices. Just think how much money we could be saving if we put the seniors ahead of special interests.
All of the more than 100,000 seniors currently enrolled in the senior care program would be automatically moved into Wisconsin Care come 2008. They'd still have to choose one of 54 prescription drug plans under Medicare Part D. Wisconsin Care would work in conjunction with Medicare Part D, bridging gaps in service under the federal program. Doyle says, like senior care, his new program will use a one-page application and cost the states about the same amount of money. The state legislature and federal government must approve Doyle's plan. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch supports Wisconsin Care, but doesn't know yet if it will require a special session or if lawmakers can address it while working out the next state budget.
The Senate Majority Leader and I are actually discussing just exactly how we're going to do this. What we do recognize is that this is important to seniors and we need to do this on a timely basis.
Wisconsin Care would help pay Medicare premiums depending on recipients' annual income. Doyle drew applause when he said Wisconsin Care has no assets test for low-income people to draw subsidies. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.